Welcome to the Female Fight Experience, the podcast where we share stories to inspire female Muay Thai fighters at all levels to jump in the ring. Brought to you by your hosts, Smokin' Joe Coverdale, and me, Bridget Tuckrath. Our guest today is a Swedish native. At just 18 years old, she's defeated some massive names, including some previous FFE alumni, including Diandra Martin and Jackie Buntan. She is the current one strawweight Muay Thai world champion and one's youngest ever world champion. She's now got a world title defense lined up against the absolute killer in Alicia Rodriguez. Welcome to the podcast, Smilla Sundell. How are you, Smilla?
Thank you so much. I'm good, thank you.
Awesome. And with Smilla, we have Matt Lucas. How are you, Matt?
Yeah, I'm good. It's a nice day in Thailand, so everything's okay.
Yeah. Awesome.
Fantastic. Smilla, you're so famous, everyone knows you just by your first name. How does that feel?
Yeah, that's very cool. yeah, it's weird that people know me.
Yeah. I understand that a lot of the guests that we have on the show, they try Muay Thai once and they fall really hard in love with the sport, and then they kind of, it's kind of this addiction thing, they just want more and more. But I understand that your origin story was a little bit different to that, that it took you a few goes at Muay Thai before you really thought that you enjoyed it and wanted to compete. Can you maybe just take us back to that time and yeah, your first impressions of Muay Thai?
Yeah, so I didn't want to fight in the beginning, just wanted to train and exercise with, because Muay Thai was the only thing on the island we lived on, and I had to do something, and exercising with my sister and my family, that was fun. But after a while, the trainers told me that I was good enough, and my parents thought so too, and they encouraged me to fight. Yeah, I didn't want to fight for the first three fights, I think. But after winning all three by knockouts, I saw some potential and I continued.
Very good. How old were you at this point, Smilla?
I was, I think, 11 or 12 years old, yeah.
Yeah, excellent. What sort of apprehension did you have around fighting? Why do you think it was that you weren't that interested in it?
I think I was scared to get hurt, yeah, but I continued because I like winning a lot.
Yeah, especially when you're winning by a knockout, yeah?
Yeah.
And now you just like hurting other people. Yeah, we were just saying, like in researching for this podcast, like looking at some of the damage that you inflicted on some of your opponents, like, yeah, it's you've got some superior force behind those punches.
Yeah.
And kicks.
Meanwhile, you're walking out of the ring looking like you've barely been touched most of the time. Incredible.
I think it's my height.
Yes.
Yeah, it definitely helps, huh?
How tall are you, Smilla?
I think I'm like 178 now.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, that makes sense.
So because you're, you know, I don't know if you've stopped growing now, but you've been growing until very recently. I found something that said that you're 173 centimeters. I'm like, that's just a little bit taller than me. That's definitely not right. Oh. And you looked kind of, you had an edge on Diandra, who's an extremely tall and lanky fighter for her weight category. So 178. Have you ever been the shorter opponent, or are you always the taller opponent in your fights?
Yeah, I think I've always been the taller one. First time fighting a tall fight, it was when I fought Diandra, and that was very fun, to be honest, because I didn't have to punch down for the first time. It was it was my level, you know? It was different but fun.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk us through, you know, your career up until this point? So did you start fighting, living on that island where you were with your family, and then you've obviously now training at a Fairtex. Do you want to talk us through that process of how you went from A to B and where you are now?
So I fought like around over 30 fights back in Samui where we lived, and I ran out of opponents. I traveled to Phuket and up north in Thailand to fight, but I couldn't do that much longer because I finished school and it was, we had to do something different. So we moved back up to Pattaya, me and my family, and then COVID hit, and it was, you got to pick, go back to Sweden or stay here and like really go for it. And my family moved back with my sister because she had to go back to school, and I stayed here since I was 15 years old.
Wow. Have you been on your own in Thailand since you were 15?
Yeah, my family maybe comes and visits sometimes.
Yeah, excellent.
What's that like, Smilla? I mean, have you sort of got a community around you that you can lean on? Or do you ever get lonely or homesick? How do you find that?
Yes, I get lonely and homesick, but I talk to my parents every day, and that helps a lot. And also my Fairtex family here, the big boss, he looks after me a lot. And I got friends like Matt here, so it's okay.
Matt, what's it like watching Smilla perform and grow as a fighter?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty inspiring. Smilla is a very hard worker. I think that, you know, the two differentiating factors between her and a lot of the other athletes, probably her and Stamp, is just their work rate. They just work harder than anyone else. When she fought Jackie Boon Tan, she had a decent amount of weight to cut and ran on the treadmill for an hour or two. Two hours on fight day to make weight because they were doing like the two hydration tests at the time. So I think a lot of athletes would have given up, and Smilla just kept running, and then she stormed through Jackie. You know, when I watched it, I was like, oh, stop the fight. Oh, poor Jackie. No. Because, you know, I know Jackie and she's my friend, but Smilla was like putting a world of beating on her. So seeing someone like Smilla grow is really awesome. And she's very independent as well, which I think will help her long term in her later career and just in life.
Where do you think this work ethic comes from, Smilla?
I just want to be the best version of me. Mm. Yeah, I like seeing all the hard work I put in and get results. It's very cool, I think.
Well, you're the champion of the world, so it's definitely paying off for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
In preparation for your next fight, your world title defense, what is the hardest part about the training that you have over there?
I think the hardest part is like the small injuries you get, but I think it doesn't matter because I like it, the sport so much, so you just have to train around it.
What is the worst injury you've had over the years that you've been there training and prepping for fights?
Broken foot.
Whoa.
I think I had it before Jackie's fight.
Oh, no. How much before?
I don't know. It was maybe a few weeks before. But we looked it up after the fight. It was better that way.
Just didn't stop you running on the treadmill to cut weight, though, eh?
Jeez.
Nah. After that, I ran a marathon too. My first marathon.
What?
You're nuts.
Are you sure? Are you? That's a joke, right? Are you just joking?
No, I did. Doctor said unreal. I was crazy.
How long did it take?
It was around 4 hours, so not too bad. First marathon.
Yeah, that's good.
Do you ever jump in and run marathons for fun as well, Matt?
I did a marathon once, and I did it in 4 hours in San Francisco as sort of a life bucket thing. And then I crossed the finish line, and I was like, I'm never doing this again. That was it was okay, but that was
I think I'd do it again.
Really?
Yeah, but I think I got trained for it, do it like random.
Not just do it for fun.
I got trained a bit for it. I thought the running here helped, but different kind of running there.
I think the running here is You run enough to just go out and run a marathon?
Yeah, but it was the hard part was the legs breaking down, like, want to cut up.
Just that consistent. You wanted to cut them off.
Yes. Halfway. Realize only halfway. Come on. Go speed up.
Oh, man. 4 hours is a solid time.
Yeah, he called me on the phone saying, oh, Smila, only 21 to go. You got this. Faster. And then I ran faster than 21 after. Yeah. I speed up after that.
Okay, so let me get this straight. So you're running a marathon, you're halfway through, and your dad decides to call you for a pep talk from Sweden?
Yeah, well, I did the marathon in Sweden. So
okay.
Like, going around and calling me like, come on, Smila, you the first girl. There's one before you, but not too far away. So yeah, that kept me going.
That is incredible. Have you always been quite, I know some athletes don't like this phrasing, but like naturally athletic, because it kind of can take away from the fact that you work fucking hard. So not parking the fact that you work extremely hard. Have you always been quite an athletic kid?
Yes, I've always liked sports. Like I played basketball back home in Sweden when I was younger, and I did karate before I started with Muay Thai. Mm-hmm. That's also why I got into Muay Thai. But I always liked any sports. But dancing is not my thing.
No.
No.
So are you really a black belt in karate?
I got brown kid's belt.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Do you still have it?
Yeah, it's in Sweden.
Wouldn't sit on the same shelf as your one championship belt, though, would it?
I don't think that can compare, to be honest.
Yeah, what's that like? Were you, so we found out through, I think it was from Janet, that you only get the like golden confetti if you're the last fight of the night. Were you the last fight? Did you get the whole rain down parade from one? Oh, boo. Oh,
ripped off.
And this time I won't be the last fight either. So boo. I hope Stam can get the belt too. So we can share that moment and take a cool picture.
Yes. Yeah, you can just come and just like swoop in there and just get some of the byproduct of the committee.
Just make sure you got your belt around your waist as well.
I don't want to take it from Sam. We do it after the cameras are shut down.
No, you should 100% be like, Steph, get out of the way.
You had the gold already.
Yeah, you did it already. It's my turn.
So you didn't get the gold confetti, but can you explain to us the feeling of what it was like to have that belt thrown around your waist for the first time?
Oh, that was amazing. I think I couldn't believe it. It was all like a blur to me. Mm. I got it a few hours after that. I was the best in the world.
Mm.
My biggest dream coming true.
It must have been a massive, I don't know how to explain the feeling of, you know, being a young girl fighting in the regional kind of island style of fights in Thailand, to then be in Bangkok at Lumpini Stadium fighting for a title like that. It must have been incredible.
Yeah. It was so nice to see all the hard work.
Yeah, all the hard work, right?
Yeah.
How did the process of getting on board with One Championship come about? Were you just slugging it away at like festival fights and stuff like that before you got the call from them, or?
Yeah, I fought all the best in Thailand at the time.
Mm.
So I think One Championship, like, kind of. Also, Fairtex helped me a lot with getting me into One.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
What's it like? Maybe talk us through what it's like training at Fairtex. And, you know, you've got a pretty elite group of fighters around you to train with, and you've mentioned Stamp a couple of times. Maybe talk us through what that culture is like there.
Oh, it's very fun. Seeing all fighters train hard every day is very inspiring and keeps me going to push hard every day.
Yeah, fantastic. How are you feeling about the fight coming up? So Alicia Rodriguez, obviously, yeah, she had an extremely dominant performance fighting Janet after having her baby. She's changing weight classes, right, to defend this. Yeah, sorry, for this fight, for you to defend your title. How do you prepare against a fighter like Alicia?
I train the same. I train hard. I go I do my game plan, what I will do.
So, you don't want to let go any of those little secrets, do you?
I think everyone knows my style already.
Yeah.
I like pushing the pace.
It's pretty standard across the board in Thailand. You just train for hours on end, repetition, 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 and just creating perfect Muay Thai, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, every day.
Mr. Wong helps out a fair amount with the game planning. So, for instance, when she fought Jackie, Smilla just did like 3 or 4 rounds every day, just jabbing, just like jab, jab, jab. And Mr. Wong would be like, power, power, jab, Smilla, jab, jab, jab. And if you watch in the fight,
jab.
So it worked, and I think he has similar ideas in mind, or a game plan for sure, along with some of the other trainers like Champ, who is a stamp striking coach as well. They help devise a plan for sure.
So, you go on.
I was just going to ask, so Mr. Wong, how involved is he in the sort of day-to-day? Are you seeing him every day? It sounds like he's sort of doing drills. Yeah. He's quite involved, yeah?
Every day, every morning and afternoon, twice a day. No, it's very nice of him. I think he gets there before us. He's there like every morning at 8. Hmm. He sits there for 2 hours and then he go exercise himself. Yeah, he's so strong. Yeah.
Yeah. What's he like, Smilla? How would you describe him?
Like a granddad to me. He takes care of me and look after me, everything. He does everything.
Yeah, fantastic.
Would you say that your jab is definitely your favorite technique to use, or kicking, knees? Or
I like punching and knees. Mm. I've always liked it. Yeah, it's my style.
Definitely suit with those long legs for sure. Being able to throw those knees up nice and high.
178 centimetres.
Yeah, I hate to say it, it's taller than me.
It's a lot of blood.
It's a lot of blood.
How tall are you?
I'm only like 176, I think, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you just got me, but yeah.
I see.
Hey, what about your folks, your parents, Miller? Are they going to be there watching this one, or they'll be tuning in from Sweden?
My dad and my sister will come, but mom have to work, so yeah.
It's from a one championship point of view, they're really investing in female fighters. Like seeing that many top level female fighters on a card at once, I think I know our listeners are feeling like it's Christmas come early. Do you get to spend much time with the other fighters there, or is it all kind of a bit too hectic? You're kind of just there to do a job, and yeah, how does that all work?
I think we're all focused on ourselves at the time, but I think after all the fights are done, it's easier to talk to people. Yeah. And I think everyone is in a fight mode the whole week and don't want to talk to anyone.
Yes, I imagine you get there a bit early and you kind of acclimatize, and yeah, is that right?
Yeah, but for me, it's very easy because it's like 2 hours away from here. So not too bad for me.
Yeah. And
I don't like talking to people in fight week because usually I'm hungry and cutting weight. So, yeah.
Smilla's quiet. It must be fight week.
Yeah. Have you got anyone that you want to give a plug to that helps you with that, whether it's your nutrition, anything like that?
Oh, yeah, my condition nutrition on Instagram, he's helped me a lot. Big difference. I had him for my last fight, and I felt like there was something wrong before going into the fight because I never felt that good before. I was like, what's wrong? Why am I not tired?
Yeah.
It was crazy. Big difference. Yeah, I'm very thankful for that.
Great. Now, we had Peter on the show early days, and seems to be once people find, whether it's Peter or another, just the impact on what it's like when you're properly fueled and going into a big event like this.
Oh, it's crazy. I didn't know that before. is so, I don't know what to say. Yeah.
So really, you've really made a big difference for you.
To using PETA, were you just old school, no food, no water, sweat it out kind of thing?
Kind of, yeah. Okay. Didn't eat much. Now I can eat fight week, and that's nice to have.
Definitely.
Nice to be able to eat.
Especially when there's those Thai 7-Elevens around with all their goodies in them as well.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm. I love food.
What sort of stuff from the 7-Eleven do you like?
I eat everything.
Really?
I love chocolate and like the bread kind of stuff.
Oh, really? Yeah. Like the bread in the little packages?
Usually they have croissants.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I couldn't get over the toasted sandwiches. I was eating them while they were going out of fashion. So good. Because we don't have any shop that you can just buy a toasted sandwich from here. Unless you go to like a bakery or you've been to Melbourne, Matt, you know what it's like.
Yeah.
But
Rob Cox likes toasties a lot too.
Is he an Aussie as well?
Yeah, Rob Cox. He's one of the matchmakers for one championship, one Lumpini, and then he's a big journalist out here. He's always eating toasties.
Fat cheese.
So, Millie, you love food. What are you tucking into once the fight's over? What's your sort of celebratory meal?
I always have McDonald's after fight.
I remember watching Joe, your first fight, and then being like, what are you going to do now? How are you going to celebrate? I'm like, dude, I'm going to Macca's and I'm going to bed.
No. That's the best celebration. Yeah, always chicken nuggets and french fries.
Oh, yeah.
Ice cream also.
I couldn't believe they had proper fried chicken at McDonald's over there as well. I thought that was pretty cool.
What? You think you don't have fried chicken?
We have chicken nuggets, but not like fried chicken on the bone at McDonald's. Okay, yeah, like we have to go to KFC, yeah.
Why don't you have that? That's a very bizarre
I don't know, man. It's wild how different like McDonald's is over there to what it is here. They care too much about health in Australia, you know?
Yeah.
It's a problem.
But I love the drinks that McDonald's have in Australia on McDonald's.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They got a big selection that you can choose from. Mm. I was surprised when I went.
Yeah, very cool.
You have to come over. So you've been here before? Were you here fighting before? Or what was the reason for the visit?
Yeah, I fought on Rogue Muay Thai. So in Brisbane, I think.
Yeah, Brisbane's Rogue, yeah.
Yeah.
Aaron Herrenberg.
Yes.
Aaron Herrenberger.
Oh.
Yes.
What year was that? Yeah. How did that slip under our radar?
That was like 3 years ago. Yeah, so
when I first moved here, kind of. Yeah. Ah. I fought Nicola.
Yeah. Harbinger. Yeah, I think it was.
Nicola Calander from, he was from Riddler's gym out in Perth.
Yeah.
And they fought again at Rogue Muay Thai? Or where did
we fought on Rogue Muay Thai. I won.
Yeah.
Points.
Points. Did you knock out Aaron or points?
Points.
Yeah.
We were just talking about her this morning. She's got a match up with another fighter here, Michelle Russell, so they're fighting again in a couple of weeks. But I have to dig that one out and have a watch of that fight, Smilla. Would you come back here for fights? Are you open to going back to Australia again?
Yeah. I love Australia. It was very fun.
Yeah. What's your what are you fighting at? What weight are you fighting at this one against Alicia?
56.7, which is 125 pounds, I think.
56.7. Yeah. Okay.
Mm. That'd be cool to see.
That would be very
cool
to see.
Have you here in Melbourne on a specific show?
Yeah, no. I want to see kangaroos because I didn't have time last
time.
Oh,
really?
You did it?
Normally there's kangaroos just walking down the street down here. Okay. You must have come on a bad day.
I like how you say walking too, like they're just raining. Like doo 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 doo.
Yeah. You didn't see any drop bears either?
No, it was raining too bad weather when I went, so
Oh damn.
Can't go again soon.
Drop bears are koalas, right?
No, there's two different things.
Uh-huh. What is a drop?
I'm joking. I'm joking.
This is an Australian
thing.
Joke.
I like to tell obviously Americans and stuff that there are koalas and there's drop bears, and you actually have to be careful around drop bears. They will get you. It's a stupid joke, but I enjoy it.
I heard, like, I don't know if this is true, but I heard that koalas are really stupid, but they have, like, very thick skulls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They actually fall from the trees a lot.
Well, they get, so they eat the eucalyptus have, like, leaves, and the eucalyptus leaves make them high, pretty much.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So they basically just look like giant stoners sitting in the tree.
Pretty much.
Just like,
nom, nom, how Australian nom, is that?
Don't really do much. They're certainly not running marathons after a, you know, a world title
definitely
fight or something.
Nah.
They're very cute.
Awesome. What about, can we run through some quick fire questions with you, Smilla? Can we throw some of those at you?
Of course, yes.
Awesome. What's been your favorite fight of all the fights you've done? What's been your favorite?
I think it must have been with maybe Deandra or Fassi, Tom, and Jackie. No, and my last fight, my kickboxing fight. I don't know. I have hard to pick. Yeah.
Too many.
Side question: do you prefer fighting kickboxing or Muay Thai?
Muay Thai for sure. Yeah, I like clinching and elbows. Yeah. It was big difference to me. Yeah, I got stuck. Ah, no, don't touch me. I had to raise my hands because the referee, like, no, no clinching, no clinching. I was like, oh, sorry, sorry.
Oh, yeah, you just, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That was like that.
In the fight, I put my hands up all the time, like, oh, sorry, no, stop.
Yeah, it must be hard to remember what, because at least when you're like switching between boxing or whatever, you got shoes on, like don't kick, don't kick, don't kick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Switching between kickboxing and Muay Thai must take a bit of effort to remember.
No, but it was fun. It was another experience.
That was the correct answer also, by the way, Smilla, so thank you. what about, what's been your hardest fight?
I think Jackie. And the last girl I fought, she didn't want to go down, Milana. She just stood there, like, she took all my knees and body shots. I don't know how she did that.
Yeah.
Like, the trainers go down after a few body shots, but she just stood up and didn't want to go down.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
What's the last thing you say to yourself before you fight?
You got this. Win, win, win.
Win, win,
yeah,
win.
That's what I say. I think win, I say, win, I go into the ring and like do 1, 2, 3, like win, 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 and then I go inside.
I love it.
Very good.
Good mantra. Who's your favorite fighter?
Oh, I got a few. I like watching Rod Tang and Haggerty. Is cool, always cool to watch, and Stamp for sure. Yeah. And Sean, my friend, Sean Clancy. Yeah, I got a few too that I like.
Yeah, I love it. I love that your favorite fighters are also just people that you're hanging out with all the time. It's very cool. It's very cool.
So
best friends.
Nice because I see them outside the ring too. And
yeah.
That, I think that makes it more interesting to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, you got more of a connection there. It's not just, yeah, it's not that one dimension. Yeah. I was going to ask your favorite Muay Thai gear brand, but I'm guessing it starts with an F.
Yeah, I guess so. Fair.
It is, or you'll be homeless.
Yeah. I think I have to say that. I like
that's
it.
Good.
Yeah,
that's good. Morning or morning training or night training?
Evening training. Yeah.
Awesome.
Because I'm tired after the run some days.
What's a female matchup you'd really like to see?
I would like to see, maybe myself with Iman Barlow.
Ooh. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Hosted in Melbourne. Thank you, everyone.
Hosted in Melbourne, yeah, so we can come. So, Naji, where are you? Get it out
now. Yeah, Iman Barlow, that would be an amazing matchup. Very good. All right, last one, Smilla, and then we're going to let you go because I know you've got to run. Why do you fight?
I fight because I think it's fun. And, yeah, it's my life. Muay Thai is my life.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's a great way
to
finish.
Words to live by.
Yeah. Muay Thai for life. Excellent. All right, so for everyone here in Australia.
Wait.
Oh, go.
Smilla wants to ask you a couple of questions.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
go.
Shit.
Yes.
Yeah. How long have you been doing this podcast for?
We're at a year yet? We've done how many episodes have we...
I like the way you're answering, but looking at me for all the input for your answer.
Yeah. Over a year now. We started it, I think it was about mid last year.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think from memory. Yeah. Yeah.
And what do you like the most about it?
Wow. This. Getting to speak to people that we'd probably never otherwise have a chance to meet or talk to. And not only hearing your story ourselves, but then getting to share it with a lot of people that otherwise wouldn't get to hear it.
What he said, but also I like that I get an extra hour of Joe taking the piss out of my accent. That's really cool. That's why I'm here.
Hey, if there's a Kiwi in the room and they're not getting teased about their accent, then you're not in Australia.
That's funny. Yeah. Okay. That's nice. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
No, it's
no
been
problem.
A pleasure.
Thank
so I was just going to say, as a wrap up, for all of our Aussie listeners, we have one championship have an arrangement with 7plus, so we can watch the fights for free via 7plus. So make sure you do that. 29th of September, massive card. See Smilla up there defending her world title. It'll be an absolutely cracking fight. Smilla, thank you so much for joining us today. And I can't wait to see you in the ring again.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It was fun. And talk to you maybe another day.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us on the Female Fight Experience. If you like what you heard and want more, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. If you could rate and review us while you're there as well, we'd really appreciate that. It helps this podcast get into more ears and hopefully, ultimately, gets you some more fighting opponents. You can find us on Instagram at Female Fight Experience or on email at femalefightexperience@gmail.com. We love hearing your feedback, and any suggestions you have for future interview guests, make sure you send those our way as well. Thank you, and see you next week for more Female Fight Experience.